I've really noticed that the mindset in the college kids is just unbelievably biased.
Now, Deb, that's a good question. Don't bemoan it. We have Ion. Ion, there's a lot of people that voted Trump in because there were anybody but any politician from Washington was eligible for the presidency. Okay, so big chunk of the population, maybe the majority, said anybody but any regular career politician. So Trump fit the bill. What is the meme or idea that make the hive mind response of hating Trump and worrying about him and fearing, you know, big, apparently a big chunk of the population is thinking that,
they
or maybe not.
They have worked themselves into a blithering, blithering collegiate frenzy over everything has to be a Democratic position or a Democratic rule, or that's the only way they get their funding. If the Democrats don't make it, Samford's not going to do well.
Stanford University.
So
Berkeley.
So Berkeley. Yes, that's right. So then they're rolling along. So they have to do it. So they take this and say, "Wait, we have the answers. You make the world better. You get smart. You make more money to save the world. We want you brilliant to save the world." And somebody should say, "Wait a second. You better be brilliant so you can save your damn ass. So you can save yourself." No. Save the world. Save the world. Here we come to save the day. No, the world. Here we come to save the day. No, the world. And they come back and forth. And so they present it that way so that everybody, then the best they can have is a Jewish kibbutz where they put in everything they got and take out only the least they can get by on. And after a little while, they wake up and go, "Ooh, why am I doing this? Those are ridiculous people. They run around here strapped buck naked. They don't shave. They don't wash. And who wants to even sleep with them? And I'm supposed to provide fine funding and financing for their ridiculousness?" And we don't think so. And the next thing you know, it's done. And they're living under a viaduct or a bridge somewhere once their financing goes. And they sell it and pay for the wall and make America great again. Y'all fixing to see a stock market that goes to 25,000 very quickly. Y'all fixing, and they don't have to do anything. It's already done. Once that's released, it's already out there. He's imbued them with power. That's all they ever wanted. See, he's trying to make America great again, and we'd say America's great already. You just get rid of those yellow, sow-bellied, damn Democrats, yellow dog Democrats that's trying to pay for the moral legislation of the world. You got 16 transgendered people in the damn planet that's having trouble, and the entire world is about to have a world war over transgender, and we can't even get them to give a definition of what a damn transgender is. They don't even know what a transgender is. You got a dozen people causing this that they're going to have to close bathrooms across the entire world because they don't know what a transgender is, and who the hell is going to check on what a transgender is anyway? Meaning, who's going to check to see if they're a one holder or a two when they're going in the girls' bathroom, for Pete's sake? It's ridiculous.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Well, Deb, that was an excellent new pattern by Ion. I've never heard him lay that out, but this is the thing. I've usually posted lately that the uneducated, the non-college educated, whooped Hillary and won the election. And so they're called the deplorables. The educated college kids are the ones that are rioting and crying and forming rallies and all this stuff. So isn't that interesting? The collegiately educated are educated to put their concerns into others, to the outer kingdom, to help people.
Yeah, it's... I see it in my own daughter who's been back in college, and it's just, she doesn't even know what she's parroting.
Right.
It's just so, what she's heard and been told, and, you know, I just
they must
finally
be concerned. They're in a privileged
they
position.
They are very concerned.
Right. Now, look, Deb, we know that I came in and gave a radically different view. No one had really heard it. The virtues of being a narcissist, of being selfish, and of tending your own situation in godhood, and don't get in the way of others. And there's a lot of wisdom in that. And so you have the uneducated, the non-college people who are just trying to survive, and they know everything seems to be against them. Now, that may be an erroneous perception, but they say, "I don't need to hear about you trying to help other people and letting refugees in and all these different things and Black Lives Matter whereas I can't even get a job because you're hogging it with your stupid degreed job where you do nothing but sort of be a production assistant on a TV show. You know what I mean? That's, that's the college idiot. So it's really important what Ian just said. The meme of helping and serving the world is what's making the other half of America hate Trump.
Yes.
And all
it's all about the poor refugees and how can you let people lock people out of the country and women
and
don't have rights all of a sudden. It's just crazy.
but what Trump's doing, Trump is practical magic. He's saying, we're going to regard you as a god. We're going to give you your power back. And that means you got to start taking your matters in your own hands and develop yourself in some way. Not to impress anybody. So Trump's a perfect image. He's there helping the world by telling the world to go fuck itself. And he's going to do things regardless of the information hypnosis. He doesn't need to listen to anybody. So he's acting out the way
he's
going to
do it inside of it. He's going to do it inside of it. He dares him. He loves it.